This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the world. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Roll the intro. I just took lessons. I want to do it the right way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. And stations throughout the country, just go ahead and head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on when you get up there, including, hey, your station list. Now, if you're listening, not that it's a bad thing, don't get me wrong. If you're listening on your smartphone, and you really want to listen on a real radio, you want to listen to it on your car radio or what have you, find out the station is local to you. Who carries it? Who's not carrying it? Call them. Let them know they need to carry it. Are you going to stop listening to them? You know, that's how we get the ball rolling. We've picked up four or five stations just in the last couple of months because you guys, you smartphone listeners, who also apparently must be smart people, you go ahead and call the station, you get me the information, and we're able to make it happen for you. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and you know, we'll do what we can. We'll try to make it happen. Anyway, always a pleasure. Like I said, to have you with me. Now, the loons in California doing a lot. I know one of you guys was locked in earlier on the gun laws that are coming down here in California. They shouldn't be called gun laws. They should be called anti-gun laws. Because they are doing everything they can to skirt the Second Amendment. And this is why I tell some of you guys, if you let Hillary, and you never Trumpers, if you let Hillary get in there, shame on you. Now, yeah, I'm on the same page as you. We can blame the Republican Party for not putting up solid Republican candidates, whatever that is, and giving us somebody truly, truly, truly to vote for or choose from. But if you let Hillary Clinton get in there, the gun laws in California are going to be like child's play for these federal guys. Let me tell you about some of the things in California we got going on when it comes to gun laws. You almost can't get a concealed carry permit in California. It's almost impossible. Now with the new round of gun laws, let me see, they've got a couple things going on here. The certain type of pistols that we can't have, pistols that hold more than 10 rounds in a chamber or in a magazine, I'm sorry. Right, can't have any of those. Can't have any magazines that are more than 10 rounds. You also, the new guns that are coming in have to have a little ejection button. Now, bear this in mind. You're going to have a tool to eject the magazine. Where right now, you know how it's an Audi, right? I won't go there. That'd be nice. It's an Audi button. So now what you do is, as some of you who have guns who understand how this works, you press the button. Right? And the magazine drops out. You put your new magazine in, and you go for it. Isn't that how it works? Well, now what they want you to do is they want you to have it's like a little thing you'd have to, a little tool, if you would, that you would have to put on your finger or your thumb or something like that. And instead of that button being out, the button now is indented, so you can't accidentally hit it. That's the reasoning. And drop the magazine. Now you have to have this little thing on your thumb, because it's really the only place it would work, where you would push it, right? It would allow you to drop the magazine out and put the new one in. Think about that. So if you lose that little button, and you're in the middle of an altercation, what do you go look for? A screwdriver? Paper clip? I don't even know what you'd look for. You're kind of screwed at that point, right? And then you can only buy 100 rounds of ammunition a month. And every time you buy the 100 rounds of ammunition, you have to go through a whole check again. Right? A background check? Because, you know, in 29 days, you could do so much damage. Is it just me? Is that how crazy this is? And then there's one legislator that wants to put a law in the books or wants to put out a law that basically says, hey, look, you've got to, when you buy, since guns are mostly for target practice, what we want you to do is you have to buy the gun, you have to buy the ammunition at the range. When you buy the ammunition at the range, you just buy what you use and give it back, you know, sell it back, give it back, whatever, when you're done with it. I don't know where this moron ever heard that the only thing we use guns for is target practice. Guess he missed that whole self-defense thing. Right? I mean, they're, like I said, they are skirting the issue to the point of making it of no... You can own a gun, just can't own anything to go in it. That's what the loons in California do. That's the garbage that we have to put up with on a regular basis. All right, so... A little misleading, but... We'll see. I want to see what you guys think about this. California, the loons, the nuts and fruits of California, basically just approved a child prostitution. They've just basically made child prostitution legal in California. And I'm frustrated because I get the intention, but as usual, as they always do, they screw it up. Because, you know, they're pulling on, they're tugging on your heartstrings. You know, we've got to protect these kids. We've got to do this. We've got to get this through. We've got to make it happen quickly. And just when you think California is like, they can't get any crazier, they do something like this. So what he did was he decriminalized prostitution for minors. Now, he claims it's meant to make life after human trafficking easier for those forced into it. But the consequences of this move make pedophilia far more acceptable. Right? Now, yes, adults are still guilty of the crime. Maybe since minors are not. It becomes a real gray area. We're gonna talk a little bit about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live and on a station near you, I hope. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. I'll go slow. My dad says I go too fast. Hi, Dad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air here on the chat room. Or in the, I guess it's the live feed, excuse me, and all of that. So anyhow, I want to get back to this because I think this stuff is important. And some of you know, I get text tweets and stuff like that during the breaks. And you don't believe this. You don't believe that this is real. Look, I'm telling you, California is whacked. And if you're listening to the show on Facebook or any of the other feeds, I try to talk to you sometimes during the breaks. Now, about 9 years ago, California actually had a fight on the legislative floor. And if I tell you, the sides that it was between, you won't believe it anyhow, but I want you to hear how crazy stupid this is. About 9 years ago, the California legislators fought over how much. You ready for this? Now, if you're driving, be careful. I don't want you to get so mad, so aggravated, you turn into a tree or something. Okay. They were fighting over how much kiddie porn was too much porn to be allowed on your computer or in your house or in your possession, whether it was, you ready? One picture, one CD, one hard drive full. Now, some of you who remember CDs, right? You can put millions of pictures on a CD. On a hard drive, a gabillion. Yeah, I said it. A gabillion pictures on a hard drive, right? They were good with this. Because they were trying to come up with a number. How about zero? Zero works for me, right? Zero kiddie porn? And their contention, some of them, actually, you ready for this argument? Some of them were talking about how, grandpas, grandmas, they have naked pictures of their kids. Yeah, we do. When they're like three. I don't have naked pictures of my boys or girls at 8, 9, 10, 11. I got them when we're changing a diaper out. And if you consider that kiddie porn, you need to have your head examined. I remember years ago, my nephew, we were at a pond or a lake in Maine, and my nephew, something had happened, his bottom got snagged in the lake, and he came out of the lake, and he had, had mud head from toe, dirty lake, had mud from head to toe, and he had no pants on, and he didn't know it, and I snapped a picture of it, and I put it up on the Facebook, and because I was funny. I don't know what he was. He could have been, probably 4 years old, maybe, something like that. Somewhere in there. 5 years old. Anyway, the long and the short of it was, people were outraged. It was kiddie porn. It's not kiddie porn. It's my nephew with 2 inches of mud all over his body coming out of the lake. I mean, this is how stupid we've gotten. But yet we're arguing over real kiddie porn as to how much is too much in California. Yeah, we're screwed as a society. Sorry. It's just what it is. All right. So, Governor Moomey, he signed this law, if you would, and it decriminalized prostitution for minors. Now, he claims it was meant to make life a little easier after little ones have been caught or brought out of the human trafficking business. Because there's no way a judge could expunge all of that. Or wipe it out, right? When the reality of what it is comes out. Now, they're going to make it so the adults are still guilty of the crime. But the legal people are saying this creates a real gray area. Right? And the writer goes on to say, I guess I shouldn't be surprised from a state that wants to ban gender identity, allow polygamy and all kinds of, and I'm telling you, this state is getting further and further and further away from social issues. And when I say away from them, in other words, getting away from the norm, if you would, and make it pretty much so anything goes. Now, think about if child prostitution is no longer an issue or a problem. These pimps don't have to pay legal fees for these young kids if they get picked up. Right? It's not such a big deal anymore. Doesn't this kind of open the door to make it easier for these guys? So if you decriminalize child prostitution, think about this. It's no longer illegal for anyone under the age of 18... to engage in prostitution or solicit money for sex or any other sexual acts. Right? So what if a 17-year-old, and there are plenty of them picked up on the streets of Hollywood. Let's not play this little Pollyanna game. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they all want to be there. This is the only life they may know. So we have to reach out and help them and do something. But what if a 17-year-old, knowing, has a mind of her own, knows what she's doing, or even a guy, We're talking Hollywood. Are prostituting themselves out. They can't be tried as adults. They can't even be charged with prostitution. And at first I'm thinking this is one of those stories that's kind of twisted. But the way it reads is the law makes it a crime to solicit or engage in any act of prostitution. Existing law makes it a crime to loiter in any public places with the intent to commit prostitution. The bill will make the provisions inapplicable to children under 18 years of old. All right? It's really that simple. So what does that mean? What if two 17-year-olds get together? A 17-year-old goes down there and buys sex from another 17-year-old. All of a sudden, this is going to be legal? Now, here's the here's the verbiage in what's his name? Governor Moonbeam said that they didn't legalize prostitution for minors. They simply decriminalized it. So, if it's not, come on, guys, I don't have a college degree here, so help me out. But if it's not illegal, if it's not a criminal act anymore, doesn't that now mean that it's legal? I'm just asking. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. It's always been confusing for me the way they come up with this stuff, and all of a sudden it has a whole different meaning to it. Brown says that you're splitting hairs. Any attorney worth his salt will have a field day in court with this. These little loons in California, they think they got it together. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Yeah, the song is Free Ride, right? There are no free rides. Somebody's got to pay for it somewhere. I'm Joe Mussini, your host, listening to RealSide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. If you want to check out the stations and times near you, you can just head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. I want to get back to the stories. Don't want to waste any more of your time. So, you know, we were talking earlier about the California. I've got friends that are California legislators. When I say friends, I don't mean guys that I met at the bar. I mean, these are people I've known for years. And I know what they stand for. I know what they believe. And most of them are conservative. Well, you can't imagine me having a hardcore liberal friend, right? But most of them are conservatives. And they feel like they're, as my dad used to say, well, I better not use my dad's term. They feel like they're shoveling sand against the tide. How's that? You guys can understand that, right? So they get up there, and they can't win. There's nothing they can do. They're in the minority. The Dems don't care, and they just plow through them. So laws like this, when I call them and I say, what the heck are you guys thinking? Their argument, and though they vote against this kind of stuff, their argument all the time is, it doesn't matter what we do. We can't kill it in committee. We can't kill it when it comes out for vote. There's nothing we can do about it. Now, any attorney, as one guy said, worth his salt, will have a field day in court with this for his clients. Even a pimp or John will come into the court claiming that since it's not legal for a minor to commit prostitution, they can't be held culpable for the actions. So if a minor can't, and I could read this whole thing to you, I'm gonna break it down a little bit. If a minor can't be held or can't be arrested for prostitution, in other words, can't commit prostitution, they can't be charged with anything for selling their bodies. Come on, think about this. So the pimp puts them out there, or books calls for them, or the John, or whatever, gives them the money, and the pimp just takes transportation fees. So he's not being paid or picking up money for their bodies. They're doing that, and if they're doing that, they can't be arrested. They can't be charged. They can't be brought into court. Are you with me? Are any of you tell me I'm out of my mind? If any of you really believe that I'm out of, just say, you know, you're wrong. You're twisting this. You're wrong. You're not reading it right. You're not being fair about it. Right? So I don't get this. And when it comes to our kids, when it comes to our young people, We're supposed to protect them no matter what. Unless I'm wrong here. Tell me I'm wrong. Are we not supposed to protect them at any cost? Some of these kids get caught up in it. And I am not suggesting they should have left the bill alone. They should have left the law alone and had some kind of redemption out. So if a kid gets picked up after years of prostitution, they got stuck with it, they got stuck with living in the street, they got stuck being under a pimp or a John or what have you, that there's a way to clean up their act and get all of that off their record. That should be allowable. And some of that stuff is already allowable to any for people who got caught under 18. I don't understand the upside here. The only upside here, because you don't read much about it around the country, is that all those 18, all those legislators that get caught with these 18-year-old kids, 17-year-old kids, 16-year-old kids, all those legislators now will get off the hook in some way, shape, manner, or form. Right? I mean, the only ones that get, really, seriously, go do your history. The only ones in the California legislature that seem to get indicted on a regular basis are the Democrats. And then if you go 3,000 miles across the country, as my dad likes to tell me, since it's mostly Democrats in the Massachusetts legislature, they get indicted on a regular basis. It is almost an expectation every year that a few of them will get indicted. You know, for bribery, all the stuff that you would normally expect from crooked legislators. Can anybody tell me how they think this would protect? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can somebody make sense out of this? Because I can't. And I fully agree, obviously, with the attorney who says, this is a slam dunk for me. If you're a John or a pimp and you have a problem because you got caught with a 17-year-old that you were paying to have sex with, give it to me. Do you understand? It's no longer illegal. Now, this is, think about the contradiction here. So it might be illegal for John to pay for sex, but it's not illegal for her to take money for sex. Don't think you can't or wouldn't or can't play with that. If anything, this may even cause an increase in underage sex, or just underage prostitution. Don't you think? Heck, if I'm a kid and I get away with it, I can get paid for it, make more money than my parents are making combined. Why would I do it? And what about the exploitation of children? I mean, we say we love our kids. We say we want to take care of our kids. We say we want to safeguard our children. But do we really? I don't know. I'm not buying. When I hear this stuff, there's an ulterior motive behind this. There's another reason behind this. These guys, it's just not there. Let's see. I had a couple other stories I wanted to hit you guys with that I thought were pretty good. You know? Wait, let's try this. See, every time I try this, Facebook really plays head games with me. I don't know if any of you watch, is it Jimmy Kimmel Live? And Jimmy Kimmel does these things out in the street. He calls them lie witness news. So Jimmy likes to go out in the street and, you know, ask questions. In this case, he sent somebody out after the first presidential debate. And he was asking people in the street, what they thought about it. Or actually, he went out before the debate and asked people what they thought of the debate last night. So the debate hadn't even happened yet. And he went out and he asked them what they thought. Now, here's my contention, if you're new to the show, has always been, we've become such a prideful community. We've become such a prideful group of people. We can't say anymore, I don't know. I was not aware. I didn't know that was happening. We can't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Here, take a listen. Let's see if I can make this work. Now, wouldn't that have been too easy?
Debate. Who do you think did a better job, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
I think Hillary Clinton did, actually.
So, bear in mind, if you just tuned in, this is before. This is the afternoon before the debate, and people on the street are being asked, the streets of Hollywood, where those no longer illegal prostitutes are hanging out. So you can go down there, you get some dumb information, and then go pick up a young girl and pay for it, or guy, whatever your preference.
She made a lot more valid points, but Donald Trump had his valid points as well.
What impressed you the most about Hillary Clinton's performance last night at the debate?
Impressed me?
Her poise, her confidence.
I liked her poise. I liked her poise. She was very, you know, poiseful.
She was poiseful. This is why we're in trouble. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I like interrupting these things. Because I look at these faces. The guy is obviously confused. And then he locks on this word poise. Poise, the poise fall. Right? And it's nuts.
What do you think of that moment when Donald Trump challenged Hillary to do pull-ups on that pull-up bar he brought out?
I thought it was funny because, I mean, Hillary, like, I could barely do a pull-up.
But
she may be your next, what is it, healthcare provider. Think about that, right? Why do we have to lie about this stuff? I mean, really, where's society gone where we have to lie? Why can't you look at, why? I know this is a debate. I didn't know that was last night. I missed it. What's wrong with that? Are you willing to be stupid just to get on the air? Is that what it boils down to? You know, I don't get this. I am totally lost by this, guys. This is why I'm playing it.
She did.
Yeah, right. So she proved it wrong. So I mean,
and now she's claiming. Now she's claiming that that Hillary did them, right? Think about this. Think about these Maronis, what they're doing. Come on, have some fun with this.
He's just like kind of ignorant. He just wants to. He's all about like show case.
He's all about like, you know, he's like like.
Were you surprised last night during the debate when Donald Trump said he'd only use nuclear weapons and he was real pissed off?
That'll be more than just his call. He's going to have some good advisors.
I'm sorry. I hate to be. So the first group of people were a lot younger. I kind of expected it. Right? Now we have an older, seasoned fella here who can't tell the truth. That's why I keep saying we're screwed, people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Well, there's a jobs report on the next side of the break. You're going to be surprised because, you know, the economy's doing better, right? We'll be back in a minute.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Senior host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, I want to clear something up from the last segment, okay? Because I don't like when I'm not sensitive by any stretch of imagination, but I don't like when people may have taken something I said the wrong way, okay? I believe that these young girls and boys, because if you're in Hollywood, you know that the prostitution does not, it's not just female prostitution out there, okay? And I'm not saying that they're not victims. Not what I mean at all. And I don't believe they should have a criminal record. Because no teenager, and I've spent 10 years with a nonprofit that dealt with this kind of thing, with teenagers. No teenager gets up at 13, 14, or 15 and decides, hey, I'm going to go sell my body because I need to make money. There are so many other issues going on there. And I'm not going to get into them all, but I want to be clear. I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, think that these people are willingly doing what they're doing. Not at all. Not in the least. They've been through a lot. In some cases, it's the only way they know how to survive.
But I think that as the legislature does in many instances, maybe they start off with a good intention, but they don't think it through. They never think it through. And this could end up causing more harm than not. So that was my contention. Hope I cleared that up for some. All right, so the jobs report, because, you know, it's getting so much better. Don't you always love when they say, unemployment applications went down? Did you ever stop to think that maybe some of those people died, some of those people stopped looking? Right? Some of those people just flat out gave up. And it's always by a few thousand, right? I mean, you never see really, 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 really big layoff, big numbers, right? Now, you know, September so far, we're well over 30,000 layoffs in the month of September. Now, in the grand scheme of things, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot for the 30,000 people, any one of them, right? Some of the companies laying off, Noble Energy. Remember, energy companies, aren't they all supposed to be doing a little R&D, looking for new ways? Green energy, coal energy's gone, because Hillary's going to kill it one way or the other. Obama's done a pretty good job of really putting it under, but Hillary's actually going to kill it. Northwestern Mutual, 100. They're only off 100 people this year. Frontier Communications, 250. Novo Nordisk, 1,000 people. And I'm not happy this is happening. Don't get me wrong. But I'm tired of hearing how great we're doing, right? Let's see. Oh, Lionbridge Technology, they're laying off all union employees. I won't tell you how many that is. What else is there? AG Barr, I don't even know who they are. I can find out, but they're laying off 10% of their workforce. Motorola Mobility is laying off over 700. I'm just looking for the big ones now. Enernoc Energy Company, 200 plus. Carries Biologics, 160 at Bath Ironworks. Over 500 in Solar World. I thought solar was like kicking butt. I'm just asking. Over in Europe, you're seeing some major companies go under and lay off. Spain's Banco Popular, they're laying off over 3,000 people. Like, come on, I mean, that doesn't necessarily directly affect us here, but hey, 3,000 people losing their jobs, okay? That is a big deal. There was another big one I saw. Oh, Commerce Bank in Germany. They're laying off, ready for this one? 9,000 people. Another bank in the UK laying off over almost 1,000 people. So the economy is not doing that great, people. And some of you that actually live in the real world, actually live in it, you know it's not doing that great. So anyhow, what else we got? I love this one, too. By the way, you guys send me stories during the break. I can't read them and figure them out during the break. I can't figure out whether they're real or not during the break, so I'm not even going to try. You know, I don't know if you heard today, but over the last 2 days, actually, there are more and more health insurance companies that are dropping out of the exchanges all across the country. Part of it was you were supposed to get, you know, remember the whole idea was the Affordable Care Act. I don't know who'd come up with the word affordable. Apparently, they aren't using the same dictionary I am. Because when you talk about affordable, that doesn't mean your premiums go up. It doesn't mean your deductibles go up. It doesn't mean you get less services. It doesn't mean you get your doctor taken away from you. It doesn't mean you don't get to go to the local hospital. I mean, there are so many things that went wrong with this that I'll say some of a certain ilk were calling from day one. We're saying it wasn't going to work from day one because of the way they had it laid out. You don't pass something that's, well, how many pages was it, guys? 3,000 pages or more? I don't even know. But you don't pass a bill that size for something this complex in a matter of a couple of weeks and think it's going to work. Right? And to think that you're not going to have, this whole thing was dependent on young people having insurance, young people paying premiums. All the insurance companies have the same complaint right now. They've got too many old folks like me on there. Too many people go to the hospital on a regular basis. Too many people sucking it dry, right?
So far, for the year 2015, I think it was, the exchange has lost over $430 million. Remember, they still have stockholders. So Pelosi comes out and makes a comment. If you're a Dem, I don't know how you justify this. I don't know how simple-minded you have to be to justify this. She comes out and basically says, we need to get rid of the profit. That'll make it affordable. That'll make it easier for the healthcare companies. Now, we need to get rid of the profit. Now, here's your millionaire. And she's not just a millionaire. She's a multimillionaire. Her husband is a flat-out capitalist, right? They make all kinds of profit in all kinds of areas. But if we cut out the profit for the insurance companies, we cut out the profit for the insurance companies, we bring the premiums down, we pay the doctors less. These are all their words, not mine. We pay the doctors less. We pay the hospitals less. They even made comments as to opening up their own hospitals. Do you really want the government knowing how the VA goes? Are you really interested in the government handling your health care? Now think about something. Our veterans are looking to get appointments for life-threatening situations. They need lung transplants, heart surgery, whatever, and they're waiting 3, 4, 5 months to get an appointment. Life-threatening. Can you imagine if all you want is a physical? What, do you got to wait, 2 years? So if you're one of those people who gets a physical every 2 years or thereabouts, then what do? You make your appointment right after you're done with your physical, right, for 2 years out. It would be a nightmare if they handled this, as it already is a nightmare. And you've got more and more and more companies pulling out. I don't blame them. They're not there not to make money. And really, do you want a doctor that goes to school all that time? A doctor, and forgive me if I'm insulting anybody, get over yourself, but a doctor that actually has signed up to be a doctor for the government under one of these social programs. You really think that would be good for you? And you're going to get paid less? Left? I'm sorry. Right? So some of my friends have said, Joe, you know, you're not being smart about this. This was the government's intention from day one. I don't start there. It might have been, but I don't start there. Right? I mean, the exchanges getting involved in this, they must have saw a way to make a few bucks if it worked out right. Some of them are saying today that over the last few days they have said we had thought a lot more young people would sign up because the young people carry the bill. Now, the government agreed to subsidize them to a degree. You all know that, I hope. So there wasn't a big risk here in the beginning, remember? Because over a few years, the government was going to subsidize until it got rolling, until it got on its feet, until it got figured out. Well, guess what? It's gotten figured out. You know what we figured out? Can't make any money at it. You can't even break even. So here's it. Think about this. Pelosi, think about our government. They're so stupid. They're going to go in and pick up, but they're going to buy a business and pick up a business and losing $430 million easy a year. And they're going to make it make money because they're so good at making money. Oh, God. Is this nuts or what? The exchanges are going bye-bye. You're going to end up with a single-payer health care and some of the other health cares. If Trump gets in there, this will change. I don't care whether you love him or hate him. This will change. Why? Because he's a capitalist, he's a businessman, and he understands how it works. And those of you who say, then the poor won't get health care, you're out of your mind. It wasn't that the poor wasn't getting health care before. It was a little harder. You had to work at it a little harder. But I'm going to go back to my original statement. They want to take over health care. These are the same people that are killing our vets on a daily basis. Really? Don't let that happen. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. A lot more tomfoolery in the next hour.